Blog Talk Radio.
I come from
back
the gutter.
Back to you on the board.
I know that. I got no education. That's okay. I know the street.
We try and get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex to scream.
Yeah,
like
we try to get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex to scream. Like
I rep South Boogie. There where them cats is real.
Yeah.
Where any bomb corner turn to a battlefield. Longwood Ave sounds you up the Castle Hill. Play funky, they won't hesitate to back the grill. You heard the rapper that's doing this thing, it's me, problem. I'm Queensbound with SR to the B cut. I ride through your block in a mean Harley and squeeze bullets that's hotter than steam broccoli. Fair warning, he acting up that we blow him out. Fucking drop the gun, beat him down and just choke him out. Saw she grab his man, you bat him down and I poke him out. I ride my bike on a nigga till I see the spokes is out. Somebody hold him, I'm breaking the boy's bones. I'm a combination of Miguel Cotto and Roy Jones. You want drama, we leaving the mics out. And you James Tony and I'm leaving your lights out. Try to get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex will scream.
Yeah,
like
we trying to get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex will scream. Like
I rep Q Burrow,
the home of Rikers Island. Niggas think it's sweet cause we got the nicest houses. The Coliseum got Nikes by the thousands.
Yeah.
Downstairs you can get icy with your outfit. Soon as you come upstairs, he's burning you. Leave your head split, laid out by the terminal. 40 feet to the rock, shorties be on that block. With the krills in the ass, torpedoes to pop. We shoot cops, and they shoot innocent black youth.
Yeah.
Stomp you with these brand new ACG black boots. Baby, we that loose, get your cat pill, that's real. Spit on you and ask your ass how that feel. I wear a mech tag, cause that's where I rep at. TDI, where the Yankees, where BX at. South Bronx, the South Side, Fordham, the farmer.
Yeah.
It's a jungle outside, go to war with the llamas.
We try and get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex will scream.
Yeah,
like
we trying to get paper with XX the cream. The CDI stars, BX, yes, the queen. Ready for the war, them best sex is mean. Act up and believe them, sex will scream. Green light.
You already know we had to do it just like that. We had to set it off like that. You know what I'm saying? With your boy, TDI, Sarge, BBXES, the Queens. We back at it again. New Talk City Radio with your host, TDI. I got my man with me, though. Where he's at?
You?
Where he at?
Hello?
Is that him?
I think so, boss. I'm here. I'm here, boss. I'm here. I'm sorry about last week. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, you know. I just didn't want to
be with you last week.
I just what?
I don't think anyone made it last week.
What do you mean? You weren't there last week?
Nah, man.
Oh.
Wasn't right, man. You know, it wasn't
so
right.
Both
you know, it was not right. Not
okay, so I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. I was going to insult you a little bit, but I don't feel bad at all. We both took a hiatus. I'm happy. And I'm stupid too, but it's all right.
Shout out to my man Ray on the check-in. He's in the gym getting that workout on. You know what I'm saying?
All right. If you don't mind, I would like to start the show.
Talk to the people, man. I got some music I got
to
deal with over here.
Yeah, we'll get the music popping off. But I want to start the show. I went to a graduation today. My son is graduating.
What happened over there? I could imagine. I already know, man.
Listen, middle school spectacular. We got the best teachers in the entire world in the Bronx. We have
middle school,
you mean? Yeah, in middle school. We have the best staff. You know, well, here's how I could say it. You know that we're the best staff when you can't start a speech. You can't open up a good speech to the graduating children. you know, these are young minds. You can't open up a good speech, but yet you're the principal of the school, but you can't open up a good speech. Now, principal steps to the podium. She opens up a speech as such. She says, "It took me a while to figure out how to go about talking to you guys. It took me a while to figure out what I wanted to say. This is my third year, and, you know, shmeel, 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 shmam, shmam, shmam." She says, "But I'm going to try my best. Last year, my graduating students, I had one of them that went on to high school and got stabbed." What?
What?
Oh.
What kind of buffoonery is that, man?
Don't know. That was the key. Now, no knock on the person that got stabbed, God rest his soul. But that's the first thing she says. "Last year, my graduating class, one went on to high school and got stabbed." Hello.
Okay. Man. That's not a good way to motivate these students, man, on their way out.
It's a beautiful way to motivate them in her
not
eyes.
Not at all. Always scary,
not at
man.
All. Not at all. So now I was like, all right, maybe she's just having a moment of relapse. So I gave her another chance. I was like, okay, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to start screaming or start booing or get her off the stage. Give her another chance. She then moves closer to the students who are now sitting with their cap and gowns, you know, their whole big schmeal, their tassels and whatever, whatnot. She says, "What I want to tell you guys is that you have to do better. You can't be late for school. You need better grades. You need to present yourself better. You need to make better things. Better, 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 better." But yet, here they are, graduating.
Lush, 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 lush. Wow.
How much better does it get than graduating? Instead of saying, you know, me being the principal, I would open up my thing with, "Congratulations. You guys made it through these 4 years. You guys overcame obstacles. You guys overcame peer pressure. You guys overdid this. You guys did great." You know, instead of motivating, no. First thing she says, "Last year, one of my students got stabbed in the heart."
That's crazy, man.
Number two, now you guys got to do much better.
Anyway.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. So, in turn, me as a parent, me as a responsible parent, you're definitely going to note that I'm going to make a call to the school board and say, "Hey, you had to hear this woman's motivational speech."
You're going to make that call?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course. Not only am I going to make the call, I'm going to make the call and, you know, explain to them exactly what he said. Because, God forbid, it was my kid that got stabbed. I don't want her using my child as an opening speech. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? Fat bitch over 300 pounds. And this is a good school system.
Still, 300 pounds. You foul.
She is, kid. My dude.
Yo, on that note, speaking about good parents or responsible parents and all that, big Father's Day shout out. A very late one, too.
Oh, wow. Late.
Happy Father's Day. Well, you know, it's not that late, but happy Father's Day shout out to everybody out there, man. All the fathers did their thing with their kids and went out, whatever you did, barbecue, whether you're still home, whatever. Shout out to my man Tone. I just checked up on Twitter. His son hit a game-winning home run, I think.
Home run, Little League.
Something like that. So.
Little League here? We're talking Little League?
Yeah, Little League.
Okay.
Yeah, Little League.
Hot.
You know what I'm saying?
Hot.
So, Tone's comment on that was, it's a late Father's Day gift, but I'll take it. So. He's a happy dude right now, kid.
He says next year, call me on Father's Day, not the day after.
Ah, but you know, he's happy his son is a little older, kid.
Listen. And on that note, you wish me a happy birthday last week.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, happy. Yo, that's how I was going to get to that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a week behind.
A week, is it? Wasn't it this Friday?
No, it was last Friday. We discussed it Thursday.
Oh, man. Well, happy 40th to Showcase.
40th? Damn.
You're not 40 years old yet?
Fuck out of here. Shit. Yeah, I don't even remember how old I am, but I'm not 40. You know, that's horrible. You get to a certain age in your life, you start forgetting how old you are. I don't know if that's happened to anybody else. My friend, it's happened to me. I went, I said, it's my birthday. Somebody asked me how old I am. I said, 78, 79. I started
somewhere
counting.
Somewhere in that range.
No, I started counting from the year that I was born to now. I started literally counting. I lost track of how old I am. I mean, I think after you hit 21, you start losing track. And after you hit 30, you definitely want to start losing track. Do you think I want to celebrate my 40th birthday? Fuck, I'm halfway there. No. So you lose track. Because I remember when I was 20, I couldn't wait to get 21. When I was 17, I couldn't wait to be 18. When I was 14,
wow,
I couldn't wait to be 15. But now at 30, I can wait for the next birthday. I'm okay. But I literally forgot. It made me feel like a retard because I sat there and said, damn, how old am I? And I debated. I was like, wait, I'm 31. No, I'm 32. No, shit, I can't be 32. I'm 33. No, I'm 34. Shit, how old am I? Fuck.
Not that old.
Yeah, like, dude.
Be happy, man. Be happy and, you know.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm 32. I wish I was 21. Wish I was 21 with everything that I know now. Mac P on the boards.
Yeah, Mac P,
doing?
Man. He was asking about you. They got their own little show on Block Talk Radio also, man. Comes on Mondays, I think, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, something
Like
that, with Al Bugs. Yeah. Shout to the whole Sound Class. Shout to my man, O. Shout to the bum-ass Lakers. Took the championship over the Celtics.
How you going to shout out the team and then call them bums?
I'm not a Laker fanatic, man.
But how are you going to shout out the team and then call them bums? You see, you are.
Yeah, because there's Laker fans out there. There's Laker fans out there.
You are a fan to the fullest.
Nah, not really. I'm a Miami Heat fan, but I was like, yo, let's keep it in the East, man. Why not? You know what's funny? That because of the Red Sox, everybody hates every Boston team now. Nobody likes the Patriots.
Exactly.
Nobody likes the Celtics. I even think the Boston Bruins get it, and they're the hockey team. Nobody even watching hockey.
Exactly. It's just it's a
all
because
of the
rest of
Boston.
It's the all of Boston. It's Boston and it's Green Monster
God.
and it's Wakefield's knuckleballs, which are to me, God, how the hell? It's amazing to me. Wakefield and his knuckleball pitches is amazing. It's
69-mile-an-hour pitch.
And I sit there and watch him swinging at like it's 150. It's amazing to me because you know what? I would love to stand behind the plate of a knuckleball pitch coming to me because I look at the pitch and I'm like, damn, I could rip the covers off that.
Nah, you can't, man, because you don't know when the drop is going to hit. It's like it's going
to
drop.
That's what I say. That, to me, it's amazing. And that's his only pitch is that knuckleball. He's a knuckleball pitcher. His
crazy
only pitch.
It,
and he's sick. Knuckle curve, knuckle fastball, knuckleball that just dropped off the plate. And he's old. What is he in his 40s?
42.
He's old.
Shout out to the Red Sox for sweeping the Dodgers. Manny Ramirez came to the Fenway Park and all that.
Yeah,
and
shout out to the Yankees. 2-1.
Shout out to the Yankees, first place.
Taking the Mets.
2-1. Yeah, took two out of three over the Mets. You know,
yeah,
shout out to the Mets. Man, the Mets was on fire. The Mets was like 18 wins.
Something's going on. I think the Mets found the GHG.
I don't know, man, but they was on top for a little minute, man. The Mets, hopefully, you know, they could bounce back from this beat. But
the Mets found GSG. That's what they found. They found Daryl Strawberry's crack pipe.
Nah. Yeah, let's get into this Eminem joint, man.
Oh, yes, the new one.
Which one?
Let's get into the Kobe one first. Off the new, he's calling his new album Recovery, I believe.
Yeah.
Recovery?
Let's get into that Eminem
Relax. Kobe. And now it's Recovery, right?
Shout out to Green Styles, kid.
Yep, shout out.
Shout out to Green Styles, shout out to his wife. She's cool as hell, man. Green Styles'
wife
is like the coolest. Nah, man, she was at the party. I saw me at the party over there at Fort Apache Studios, man. She's definitely good people, man. Definitely. Shout out to the kids, shout out to the twins.
Oh, haven't seen them in a minute. How they doing?
No, wait, wrong twins. My man Grin Styles got, you know,
no,
like
I know.
Two
yeah,
twin
I know
boys.
Oh,
and,
he had twin kids. All right,
Yeah. What twins?
Nope.
It's like, we know a lot of twins, man.
Who? I don't. I know one.
I know a couple
twins,
of sets of twins, B.
Nope, one set of twins is enough for me. I have enough confusion with one set.
Shouts to Grin Styles, Fort Apache, the whole movement. I gotta stop by and go get my 14th tattoo. I have 12 now. 13 is a bad number, so we're gonna just go straight to 14. I'm gonna get 2 that day.
But you're still gonna have 13.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna skip it though.
You're not gonna skip it. You're just gonna go to 14. You still have.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stop at 13
on.
Though.
How,
you don't
how,
stop
how, how are you gonna skip 13 when you need 13 to get to 14? So you will have a 13th tattoo.
This won't count though.
How it won't count? 13 will count. You have 12 now. When you're going to get 13 and 14, sooner or later you are going to have a 13 tattoo.
So what if I get a what if my next tattoo is the number 14?
Ah. No.
Think about it.
Trying to do the little elevator trick, put the number 14.
You know about that. Anybody who work in the city knows there's no 13 floors in none of those buildings in the city,
The elevator trick, it is the 13th floor.
It's technically is there because you can't skip it, but you know, whatever. It's 14th, whatever, man. Yeah, let's get into the M&M.
Hang on. We'll get back to that after we get into the M&M. Exactly. We'll get back to that. Debatable. I don't know.
Lush Radio on live, man. New Talk City Radio, DJ Showcase, TBI. Let's do it.
Hey, yo. Before I start this song, man, I just wanna thank everybody for being so patient and bearing with me over these last couple of years while I figure this shit out.
I struggle with this shit every single day, and I'm
everybody out there.
like I just woke up or something. I guess I just forgot who the fuck I was, man. Hey, yo. Is anybody I thought about going at? It was never nothing personal. Some shit I was going through. Everybody else. I'm back.
Lush.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
we got a caller. We got a caller, Kit.
Okay. Come through.
718.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Who's this?
Hi.
Showcase, you wanna bring in Showcase?
Who is this?
Que lo que vi.
Keisha D.
Hi.
What's going on, Keisha D?
Hi, Hangry.
What's going on?
I decided to show you some love.
That's what's up. Thank you. I appreciate
that,
man.
I love you.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
Hi,
Showcase. Hi, this is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, Showcase.
How you doing?
Good.
What's going on?
You're going to have to get Keisha a job up here, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
She got to
tell me why. It depends.
Because I got the voice.
What I'm doing.
Asking the questions. Asking the questions we don't want to ask.
Yeah, right?
I will. I'll take it.
That's it. We're going to have to, Showcase is going to screen you and then, you know. We're going to set it up, right, Show?
What happened?
Keisha, are you not working?
I'm off today. My daughter graduated.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. No, wait.
No,
congratulations. Her birthday's in October.
Happy congratulations, October? Right? Everybody's been saying that. I'm like, happy congratulations.
Happy congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Big
she got
girl.
Sick, though.
She got what?
But I said she got sick, though. She ate too much junk food.
Oh, man.
That's part of graduating.
What?
Yeah, that's like when somebody get a birthday party, and he's the birthday boy always gets drunk, and then that's it. He winds up throwing up on his own party.
That's part.
Yeah, and
that's
then
part.
The party's over.
That's it. So.
That's part. And then you'll remember nothing. She'll be on a sugar high for about 2 weeks.
She went back to sleep. She fell out.
Oh, she's gone then. That's it.
Yep.
I say, yeah, her day's over. Tomorrow's a new day.
Her day's yep. over. She's not,
hopefully
she's not
she'll be sleeping until tomorrow so I could go out tonight.
Uh-oh.
Damn,
what's
like
popping tonight? Sofa Lounge.
Winkle.
Sofa Lounge. What's today, Monday?
Sofa Lounge is popping. Celebrity night. You might
what
walk into the baseball
Sofa Lounge?
Yeah, that's the old Jimmy's.
Oh, the old Jimmy's.
Yeah.
They changed it. Oh, well, I'm
but
not
it's
a
not.
The sofas in there?
Oh, my goodness.
What? It's called the Sofa Lounge.
So, okay, it's called the Sofa Lounge.
So
no, they have chairs.
There's no, there's
they only
no
have
chairs.
Chairs there. No sofas
so
at all.
It should be called the Chair Lounge.
Oh,
my goodness.
But think about
no
it.
No sofas, no recliners, nothing.
Listen, in Miami
just
they
chairs,
have a bed lounge.
Straight up the metal chairs.
They got Club Bed over here. I don't know if Club Bed is still going. Remember we went there, Showcase?
Oh, wow. No,
Club,
no,
Nina B's mixtape release party.
Yes, and they had beds.
Yeah, they did. I got to lie.
They had beds with pillows and comforters and...
You're lying.
Couple of the fucking sleepers.
Yeah,
it was. No, it was.
People were sleeping. People
they
were out.
They had comforters at Gold Shop.
They had everything. They had pillows. They had full-length body pillows. They had comforters. Mm-hmm. They had the whole line. So
Club Bed.
Nice
that's
one.
The shit.
When I hear sofa club, there should be some sofas, you know, leather.
There is sofas blood. In there. Showcase. Hey,
some of the chairs, metal chairs.
The old school, the
and
church
you believe
joint.
Me? The,
yes.
Yeah, the metal
I'm
chairs, the
listen,
gray
Keisha,
ones.
I would never call you a liar. I don't want you to punch me in my face. So, yes, I'm going to believe you. When you tell me there's a club with just metal chairs, I'm going to believe 100% that I'm going to the sofa club with the lack of
the
sofas.
Only chairs.
With metal chairs.
Lush. You're crazy.
Metal chairs
yeah.
with a bubble gun strapped underneath.
Wait, where is the show?
This show
where
is everywhere
show?
Right now, man. I got people calling in from everywhere. Oakland, Toronto, Miami.
Oh, that's good.
Everywhere.
We're hoping to get some calls from the Sofa Lounge.
Oh,
a sponsor,
yeah.
Right?
Put it on Facebook. That's...
Oh, my. Uh-oh. No, we're not doing that.
What was that?
We're not doing that.
What was that?
Usher.
What was...
Put some reggaeton.
Oh.
Do we have that?
Listen, you just hired her and she already became a programming director.
Yeah, no, I mean she's not a real lap head, but I don't think we have any of that. I don't think we have any of that stuff up here.
Any of that stuff. This is a reggaeton free radio show.
Okay.
No, we just need somebody who can speak real, real good Spanish. Cause I need somebody. I got a couple of.
Get Jenny Fuentejito.
Nah, but they're too ghetto, man. They're gonna be cursing out, guess out, and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Keisha, you speak Spanish? Keisha, you speak Spanish?
What'd you say?
Don't you speak Spanish?
No.
Not a word of Spanish. Not even an inch.
Not even nothing.
Oh, Lord.
She speaks Greek.
I do.
Really?
I speak Greek.
So let's get some Greek music. And French.
And French.
All right. Yo, I'm going to try to get a reggaeton song up here. Just don't know which one.
Daddy Yankee. The new one.
Daddy. I don't even have that. I don't even follow that guy. See, I'm not even going to do it now, man.
Yeah, don't do something you don't follow. Not yet.
Okay.
Showcase, you're the DJ, man. You're supposed to have this stuff ready.
Yeah, I don't have Daddy Yankee. I don't have reggaeton.
Showcase.
I try to keep up with it, and they just keep getting me lost.
She got it.
Yes, I do. I'm dancing over here.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
She said I'm dancing over here. Yes, another one. Another one of those people.
What happened? Who's clapping?
One more, one more, one more.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Keisha the reggaeton expert.
Woo-hoo!
That's it, man.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you guys go.
Okay.
For sure.
Showcase.
I love you.
Can't wait to see you again. Love you, too.
Okay, I'm out here. I'll have to make it done for you next week, I promise.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Keisha D.
And then I'll call back.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to make Analia call, too. We got to congratulate her.
Yes. If she wakes up today.
Yeah, well, she
gets
all her
food. You don't want her to wake up today. You want her to wake up tomorrow.
I want her to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, so we're hoping
she's not, though. She's not a grown-up.
No, that's the plan for her to wake up.
Well, all that sugar, she'll be knocked out all day. But you're good.
I hope so.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. She got her little food hangover right now.
Yeah, skate. Mm-hmm. While she has the food hangover, skate.
All right. Well, Keisha D, enjoy yourself. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye,
y'all. All right. And,
all right. All right, bye.
Hey, another round of applause.
Keisha D right there, man.
Another round of applause. So, Mr. TDI.
Yep.
I have figured out your 13th tattoo dilemma.
All right, what's up with it?
I figured it out. Go to the tattoo place, Grimthal. Start the 13th, but don't finish it, and then do the 14th.
No.
Yes, you have 13 and a half. So you'd be covered.
So what the fuck you was doing, man? Like, where did you get this logic from?
What project? What logic? 13 and a half. It's not 13, so it's no longer unlocking. You have 13 and a half.
All right, look, man. We're going to come back to that because I want to play this track for my man Hot Ice. Still starving. It's called Rectangle Paper. You're going to probably have to throw this in your little arsenal showcase. Shout out to Hot Ice. Still starving. 159 Amsterdam. For sure, let's do it.
Wash my face with a 10, blow my nose with a 50, clean my ears with a 20, wipe my ass with a Benji. Bank account overflowing, yours less than empty. I get money, rip mine, y'all a 50. Mine is a 9-shot. Sean, baby, rock the shit that Diddy rock. Walk through the block when I walk a Diddy vibe. Just the way I walk, cause I'm tugging that semi glock. See how I talk? Money got me cocky. Built on stocky, juice that hang sloppy. Dangle off my neck, falling on my wrist. My mama said, fall by some jewelry that's big. make me laugh. The way she shake her head, stuff my pillowcase for hundreds, start dream about bread. Still starving, I'ma get it till I'm dead. Bank account retarded, name my safe special ed. Now when I walk in there, eyes on me, everybody stop and stare. That boy right there, he has no care. The red tangle paper, I just throw it in the air, oh yeah. I got plastic squares, a few in my pocket, but using them as rare. Mine in, it still look like this shit is hanging out. Now I tuck it in, cause when I'm driving in heavy traffic, it may cause an accident, and that could get scary. So people are dying, I get wrongly accused, like Ray J, Sister Brandy. Top for the total, more money, that's with a total. More money, that's with a shoulder. They acting like my name's Lamar, but homeboy, I don't hold them. Game is my house, I'm written it out. Go to 106 and bang Roxy on the couch.
You understand my logic? That's what I want to. I mean, your solution was doing 13 and 14, but yet you still have a 13th tattoo in your body.
Well, I'm just not going to go get the 13th tattoo. Like, I'm not going to stay at that standstill. Understand what I'm saying?
All right. But you still have a 13th tattoo.
Yo, Eminem in pink, what's up? Got that ready here or what?
You want to blast it off?
Hold it off for a little minute.
All right. So, is there anything else for me? Since you don't like my tattoo idea, it's all right. No?
Why don't you get a tattoo, then?
No, sir. Because then I'll be in the same dilemma as you, going to my 13th, 14th tattoo.
Nah, this would be you right here.
It's like crack. Oh, that's funny.
Showcase is going to get tattooed.
I'm a blank canvas, brother. You know what it is? I have thought about a tattoo. It's just I don't know what I want. I'm like that indecisive person. I say I want this. Then I'm really not feeling that.
One, pop your gun.
They are not up.
Oh.
Okay. He's back here. Cut me off. Isn't it? All right, fine. You're not feeling that conversation next time.
No, I pressed the wrong button.
What would you like to talk about? You got my 13th tattoo down. Come up with another thing. Hey, I'm indecisive about that. Whatever the hell that is.
I'm over here fucking around with the switchboard, man.
You fucking around with this board and we're sitting here talking. So you're telling me? No, next conversation. So on to the next one. What the fuck am I, Swiss Beach?
Somebody just hit me on Facebook and put punk. The funny thing is that it was a dude.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of flagrant.
Nah, it's not flagrant. Why would he call you punk?
I don't know. Something a girl should call a guy or a guy call a girl.
What's the meaning of punk? Punk.
I don't know. I don't know, man. But
it's like, what Facebook has the poke, right? Is that what Facebook has?
Yeah, but do poke, yo, man. Listen, man. I better not check my email and get that message.
The poke.
It's funny if it sounds right, man. I'm going to leave that alone, though. I'm playing that Eminem joy right now, man, because... Yo, man, this weekend was crazy, B. I was just picking up fights and being a peacemaker this week. Yeah, man. Yo, guess where I went this weekend?
Where?
Ready for this one?
No, don't tell me. Please don't tell me. Really? They let you back in.
Where?
I don't know. I'm thinking the place that they banned you for about 5-6 years.
Got even?
Yes.
I went there.
No! Again?
I went there, kid.
Oh, you see, you don't learn your lesson, man.
Nah, but listen,
they took
listen,
your picture down?
Nah. I met my man Ray. Shout out to Ray, man. I met Ray at the front. Actually, I left the crib Saturday, like 3:30 in the morning. Me and Danny went outside. Cuz old Danny. Me and Danny went outside 3:30 in the morning to chill, only to find out that everybody went to Caribe. So
and
he was like, yo, come over here.
From Caribe. You have been kicked out numerous times
from Caribe. I went to the front of Caribe.
Okay, you went to the front.
I didn't go in. I looked in there. I got nostalgic, kid. I said, nah, man. This shit just reminds me of fighting in jail. So I didn't go in. So big shout to me for not going in, Caribe.
But you went to the front.
Yeah, I did go back to the motorcade.
Okay, you went to the front. You noticed that they didn't have your picture. The picture was removed, or the hair grew a little bit longer.
I gained a little weight, too, so...
Yeah, you gained a little weight, so what happened?
Wow, we left out of there. Actually, there was a fight in there.
Oh, so you didn't go in?
I did it. I told you I didn't go in. There was a fight. There was a fight.
You
the
almost
fight
went.
Escalated back to the block.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, yeah, man, like...
That's... Okay, that's, like, so, like, 2001.
I know, man, but... The funny thing is, there's two of my people's beefing. They don't know each other, but...
Oh, that's horrible. You know, what do you do? What do you do in that situation?
Well, I made him face... First of all, you couldn't because one of them was way too twisted.
Okay.
But they were twisted, so, you know.
So you kind of left it alone but try to make a little peace.
But it's, yeah, for the time being, but they got to come back and squash that, man. Your fighting is whack, everybody, man, for real.
It's getting old.
Those days are over, B.
It's getting real old.
Yeah, man.
It's getting real old.
Pick up a profession, man.
Cool.
Go play bad. You want to fight? Go be a boxer.
Yeah, go to UFC.
MMA. Yeah.
Go to UFC. You want to get beat up? You want to beat up some people? Go to UFC.
Yeah, get paid for it. Think about it. Like,
exactly.
If you want to do something.
Exactly. That's what I said. Get paid for fighting. It's the best thing in the world. Get paid for fighting. But, you know, it happens. I've been in fights. You've been in fights. Everybody's been in fights. But when you look back at it, you think, damn, we ruined somebody's night.
Yeah, we beat somebody's face up. Somebody got kicked in. Hey, yo,
not only the other person. Listen to me. Not only the other person. We ruined somebody else's night. Could you imagine somebody ruined our night? Oh, I would be pissed.
Trust me, I got my night ruined.
I would be pissed. I would be livid. But yet, fighting is 2001. What?
Yep. Shouts to Street Queens, the movement, man. Shouts to Lush, the Queen, the Ball Strip, this whole situation right here, man. Shouts to Emma, Natalia. I haven't seen Evelina on Twitter. I don't know what's going on. But shout out to the whole Street Queens. Street Queens movement. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, B, that fighting shit is whack, man. I told my people that. Everybody's like, TDI, you're getting soft on us. I'm like, nah, you just
something about being soft. There's nothing being soft on me.
About being smart.
Exactly, it's being smart. You You can only get
how many
fight.
Times you beat people up, TDI, and you was wrong? I said, well, you know what? Unfortunately, I didn't have that person telling me I was wrong.
Hey,
just because
you're
wrong with me doesn't make it right. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You grow up with it. Everybody fights. It's going to happen. You're going to get into fights sooner or later. But at a certain point in your life, you're going to say, hey, fighting is not the way to go no more. And not only that, your body becomes different. Your body becomes more brittle. Your body is not the same. What happened?
Well, some people, not even so much about the body. It's just, come on, man.
But it's the body, and the fights become different. The fights are not knuckle up no more. The fights are not one-on-one no more. The fights, I saw a fight, let me say, about 2 weeks ago around my block, and I'm a snitch. I called the cops.
Next week we're gonna talk about that. This whole snitch theory.
All right, so we'll get to the snitch theory. But I'm a snitch because it was three little kids.
Snitching is not the thing. Like snitching.
Right,
you call the cops. So why?
But the snitching. We'll get into snitching next week. But come around the block. So three little kids. Younger kids. And 15 more kids. So it was 3 on 15. 3 on 15, TDI.
Damn, B.
There's nothing hard about 3 on 15. 15 two-year-olds can beat up one grown adult. There's nothing hard about or tough. So it's 15 on 3. And I was like, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. So now I'm watching. I'm saying, wait a minute, I'm not really watching, but I'm looking at the fight initiate. And they literally grabbed 1, 2, 3, and then they started pounding. The other 15.
All right, when did you decide I'm going to call the cops?
I decided when I saw the other 15 come in. I went right to the corner, called the cops, and said, hey, there is a big fight over here. 3 on a lot. There is damage. There has to be damage, and there is damage.
What was the dispatch time, though? Like, was it, did they get there quick enough?
I said they're guns. When you say there's guns, the dispatch time is less than 20 seconds.
They already did. They got a helicopter on the premises.
They were there. But believe it or not, I hope nobody got hurt because they pulled out 2 ambulances from there.
You know somebody got hurt.
Of course.
If 15 dudes beating up 3 people, nobody get hurt, then shit.
I called the cops. But here's the killer part about it. The people in the building were watching the fight.
New York view.
Was watching. That could be your child. That could be your cousin. That could be your niece. That could be your nephew. You can't watch 3 on 15. 1 on 1, you can watch. That's a fair fight. 3 on 15, you can't watch. That's not a good look. 3 on 15 is not a good look. 3 on 15 is saying, I'm not tough enough to fight you 1 on 1. So I need to call 5 more of my buddies to make sure that I can go the next day and say, yeah, that nigga's soft. No, you're soft.
You jumped me.
Yeah, you jumped me. You want to see who's soft? Do me one. Get at me 1 on 1. Or get at me 3 and 3. 3 and 3 would have been fine. 3 on 15, that's when I call the cops. If I see a fight 1 on 1, 9 times out of 10, I let them scuffle it out. Because it's a 1 on 1 match. Let them work out their problems. 99% of the time, when it's a 1 on 1 fight, they work out their problems, scuffling, they'll come back the next day, shake hands, and say, okay, let's stop this. But when it's 3 on 15, there's hatred there. There's, I want to kill you, and I want to pound you out. And as I was turning around the corner, you could hear the smacks. Horrible.
Damn, dude.
Horrible. But yes, I'm a snitch. So next week,
you're not a snitch. Stop saying that shit, man. That shit is not snitching. You see somebody getting beat up, you doing them a favor, man. That's what they're there for. I mean, snitching would be me and you doing dirt. I get caught. You know what? I don't want
to
go down by myself. I'm going
to
tell
on
showcase.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's
what I'm
saying. Next week, we literally got to elaborate the word.
You're going
to
break this snitching thing down, man, because it's getting a little crazy. Like, everything is not. You see, if you find out there's a terrorist living next door, mad bombs and all that stuff in there, all types of explosives, you got to call the cops.
You have to.
Come on, like.
You have
gotta let them know. But, you know, yo, Eminem and Pink or what?
Yes, let's go with Eminem and Pink. Let's get on some lighter notes. And then we'll get back to that next week.
I like this Eminem Pink track, man. But we're going to come back to, you know, some more gibberish talk because that's what we do.
We'll touch on it. Because, you know, a lot of people, you're exactly right. A lot of people need to know the difference between snitching and being a responsible human being.
Yeah, like people
got to
being grown. I mean, you know, anyway, yo, right after this track, Eminem Pink, man, let's do it. dig it. I could dig it. I could dig it.
You like it, right? You know, you know. Like
bananas, man.
You know what gets me? Eminem and his album titles.
Recovery.
You get none of it. This one's Recovery. Last one was Relapse. What's the next?
Well, he's recovering
one?
From the relapse, I think.
No, this is Recovery from the relapse, and you know the next one, Recovery from, what is it? 10 days sober, or Oops, I Did It Again.
Detox or some crazy shit. I don't know.
No, I like it. I like it. This is what white boys do when they have lyrical skills. They mix
to the next level.
They mix hip hop with like an alternative feel. So it has an alternative feel. So, you know, you can play it both ways. You can say it's hip hop, but then at the same time, you can say it's more of an alternative beat because it's got a lot of guitars and whatever the alternative people use, synthesizers, whatever they use.
Hey, yo, check this out. Shouts to Foketo Entertainment.
To whom?
Foketo Entertainment. They promote club promoters real heavy. They be at 718 Lounge in the Bronx Fridays. Just go at the door, say Foketo. You know what I mean? And they'll take care of you. Saturdays at Alejo Lounge in Yonkers. Alejo's popping. I think I'm going to make a stop over there this Saturday, me and Danny.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little spot, kid. Nice and
upscale.
Small. It's a very, no drama, no thugged outness. You know what I mean? None of that craziness.
Nothing about drama, but like, you got
yeah. It's a little upscale. Young crowd, though.
Yeah,
young
chairs.
Crowd.
Chairs.
What do you mean, chairs? What do you fucking go to clubs? Sit down?
Sofa Lounge got chairs.
You
want
to go sit down with ESPN Zone?
ESPN Zone with Michael Caine.
Yeah. There's no chairs there. No, you got just the stools at the bar. That's it, man. We got here to sit down. You're there to dance and enjoy yourself. Shouts to Rocco, Al Skeezy, Pete, Los, the whole fucking door, man. Shouts to Nay. Nay is crazy.
See, what's the name? I keep losing it in terms of Folk A Dong. I'm not trying to.
Foketo. F-O-K-E-T-O.
Oh, Foketo.
Foketo, yeah.
Like, Foketo.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I like that.
Follow them on Twitter, man. At Foketo ENT.
And Foketo spelled F-O-K.
F-O-K-E-T-O.
E-T-O, okay.
Entertainment, ENT. On Twitter, Facebook.
Facebook.
I think it's Foketo Entertainment. Yeah, Foketo Entertainment on Facebook. Look them up. Follow them, Adam. Do whatever you want.
TDI, let me ask you something. Have you been poked?
Dog. Not by no dude.
No, I'm not saying by a dude. Who said by a dude? Why are you taking it into?
Well, yeah, of course I've been poked. Yeah. On what, Facebook?
Yes, on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I just heard of a poke the other day, and
Yeah, it's like a way to,
you've been poked. It's like a friend request.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually checking. I have been. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my God. Look at all these.
They got a lot of pokes. You haven't been looking, so I guess they're not poking.
Hold on. We got two pokes from dudes.
Oh. You see?
Oh, my God.
So you feel a poke should be from a male to a female?
Yo.
See, I don't know what the fuck a poke is. I'm just curious on what a poke is.
I don't know, man, but...
Like, how do you...
I should probably put these dudes on blast.
No, I'm putting nobody on blast for poking you.
If you're a dude, don't be poking all the... Yo, man, listen, dude.
Don't even respond. Just let them poke.
I'm going to X it out. I ain't responding to that.
Yeah, don't respond. But is that what you're supposed to do? If somebody pokes you, you're supposed to
poke back? Yeah, it says it, poke back.
Odd. See, that's what
never
you
did
see.
It. Let me see where it gets me now, though.
Oh, you're going to poke back.
Yeah,
you're about to poke back.
Not poking no males back, though. I'm telling you that right now.
What happens if it was an accidental poke?
I don't know. Two guys that made the same accident? That's what I'm saying.
But what is the poke? Is this a poke or is there a message with the poke?
You know what I think you should do is...
I'm not getting on Facebook because I don't want to be poked, especially by doing it. That's enough for me right there. Just the fact that, you told me already you've been poked by two dudes. That's what I'm asking. What was the poke with, like, poke, what's up, what's good, or poke, how you doing, or poke, like, or was it just a poke? I don't understand. I lost, these internet people lost me after MySpace.
I don't know, man, but.
Poke. Yeah, I'm going to get on Facebook. So I can
we got
poke.
Another caller right here from the 203. 203, you live? 203? Nobody?
Gone. That was a poke.
They just want to listen.
That was
they
a poke.
I think
yeah,
I
that was
them
a
away.
Poke. No, that was just a
that
poke.
That was a New Talk City poke, right?
Yeah, call them back and poke them back.
I'm not going to call them back. Fuck you.
Why not?
I got to text them back.
Text them back. What happened?
Why'd you hang up on the poke?
But what if it's a dude? You just...
They ain't a asshole, but tell me something. Will you get that new class, daddy?
I was dying to know what song that was. That's why I played it. I said, say it in my face. I'm like, yo, listen, I got to know what song is this. I got
what,
to.
What is it?
Vibes Cartel.
Oh. Just poke the song. Send me a message. Oh. Really? Now you poke
sorry, somebody
ears.
Blew a train horn in your ear.
Yeah, no, that is it. Now it's a train horn. So now we got the pokes, the train horns. Like, don't even start with the baby shit again, please.
That was you getting a tattoo.
That's not me getting a tattoo because I don't have any tattoos. Where did you dig that up?
What?
The baby crying.
Shout out to Lush on that. Oh, she has that.
That came from Lush. Right, I was going to say, what was going through your mind when you just...
Oh, man, I got so many requests. People, man, listen.
Oh, okay, all right. That's enough. There it is. Yo. And the baby got the silent scream and everything. The silent scream. Oh.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's so
but
funny.
Yo, check me out. Facebook me, TDI Rodriguez. Twitter,
@TDINYC. Poke Facebook, TDI. Poke.
Yo, why are you
going to
start a Facebook, brother?
I don't want to be poked. Males and everybody, just poke TDI. Let's see how many pokes we can get from TDI on Facebook at what?
Facebook at TDI Rodriguez.
Poke him. Let's see how many pokes we get from here.
Let's get into this drop
Monday.
Real quick. Hold on. Let me hear this. I like to hear this.
Peace. This is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Hot.
Nice. Emma. I need a drop
attitude.
From you, Emma.
She got a little attitude. That's all right.
I'm a little sweetheart. She's cool people.
I like this drop,
though. I really like this drop.
Hi, this is Lisa Marie, CEO of HHH Magazine. I'm hanging out with TDI. Shouts out to the Bronx and Fort Apache.
Bang.
How about this one?
No. We're about to mute you in a minute, man.
Oh.
Keep
going. Oh, disrespectful. Okay, now I'm...
Hey, yo,
now,
man.
I'm specifically going to get a Facebook. I'm specifically going to sign myself up to Facebook right now, and I'm going to poke you.
Oh, man, I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to put it on my website, and I'm going to just let everybody see what you did.
Everybody else poke you. That's going to be my Facebook project. It's going to be www.facebook.showcase@pokeme.
Oh, my God. Listen, man. Everybody, thanks for tuning in, B.
Thank you for having me,
man. Next week. Yeah, man. DJ Showcase is going to be here a lot. Get used to him. You're going to get him to start a Facebook or Twitter or something because, you know, I know people want to keep in contact with this guy. So, but next week, we're talking about snitching, man.
Yes, we definitely got to get into that. And you can reach me at djshowcase@gmail.com. That's djshowcase@gmail.com. Music, you want to get at me with mixtapes, shows, parties, whatever. You know? No poking.
You do it all. And it was another good show.
Thank you.
Another good show from Showcase.
Peace. Appreciate it. Next week, snitching, 101. The difference between a snitch and a responsible person. There's a big difference. It's a huge difference.
Indeed it is. But, yeah, man, that's all. Catch you on the rebound next week, New Talk City with DJ Showcase and TDI, man. Send your music in, man. Let's play it.
Yeah.
Holla.